Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Focusing on things of this world leads to financial bondage. I see it when people try to accumulate everything they think will make them more comfortable, likable, or acceptable. Things can distract you from fulfilling God's purpose for your life. Here are some common symptoms associated with financial bondage. You think so much about money and the future that you have no peace with God, and you can't focus on things outside of day-to-day existence. You can't give as generously as you would like. You're not content living on what God provides, and you yearn for more. You don't work as if the Lord was your employer. Perhaps you're underperforming, a workaholic, or being dishonest. You constantly argue with family members over money. You can't or don't pay off consumer debt obligations in full each month. You're considering a consolidation loan or another credit card. You're receiving notices of past due bills and charging items because you can't pay cash. You're spending money as a form of emotional therapy. If any of these describe you, act now to bring your finances under God's financial principles. The path to financial freedom may not be easy, and it doesn't happen overnight. But the result is worth the effort. It will bring contentment, a sense of freedom and joy. One friend told me that when he escaped financial bondage, he thinks he literally grew an inch taller. So forget what's behind and strain toward what's ahead. Press on to the goal to win the prize that God has called you to. My newest book is Economic Evidence for God, Uncovering the Invisible Hand that Guides the Economy. It's a helpful look at economics for anyone seeking to know and apply His truth to your finances. You can get it today at Amazon.com.